USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump retweeting a message this morning from another government official saying that there is not going to be a nationwide coronavirus shutdown. The president retweeting a message first sent out on Friday by Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, who had said contrary to rumors of a national shutdown coming, DHS has no plan to order any such thing. Democratic and Republican leaders up all night working on an economic stimulus package in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. The U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says progress has been made.
And I'm very optimistic that we can get something done.
Reports are it could pump a couple of $1 trillion into the U.S. economy and could include direct payments to Americans. The Senate hoping to take some initial procedural votes on it later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special, go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
More now on the coronavirus in the United States. Johns Hopkins researchers say that at least 25,000 people in the country have been diagnosed with it, but there are probably many more people infected with it, as they have not yet been tested. There have been at least 307 deaths from the virus as of Saturday night. The Justice Department is asking Congress to grant chief judges the ability to detain people indefinitely without trial during emergencies like the one the country is currently facing. According to Politico, the department has made requests to lawmakers on a variety of topics, including the statute of limitations, asylum, and the way court hearings are conducted. In response to the story on Twitter, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said two words, "Hell no." Chinese officials said they have not had a homegrown coronavirus infection for three straight days now. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
North Korea apparently at it again. South Korean officials say the North has fired at least two projectiles in recent hours. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was a very inappropriate act at a time when the whole world has been facing difficulties due to the coronavirus pandemic. It's the third weapon test so far this year. Watchers say the projectiles could be the North Korean version of the United States' Army Tactical Missile System. This time, they didn't follow a general parabolic trajectory. The missiles were detected to have shown a more complicated path by doing a so-called pull-up maneuver over the course of the flight.
Federal officials in Mexico say they will accept some Central Americans seeking asylum in the U.S. A statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry saying certain asylum seekers from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala will be allowed to legally remain in Mexico, saying the decisions on who gets to stay there will be made on a case-by-case basis, and fewer than 100 of such immigrants a day would be allowed to legally remain in Mexico. And Burger King is trying to help out families during the virus crisis by giving out free kids' meals. But listen up, the fast food chain says while starting Monday, it will give two kids' meals out with every adult meal. The offer is only good when it comes to online orders, and coupons are available on Burger King's app. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.